We need to praise now more than ever.
Yes,
to the book of Psalms. Let us look at the book of Psalms, the 46th chapter, verses 1 through 11. Psalm 46, verses 1 through 11. Let us hear what the psalmist says this morning. God is our refuge and strength, a tested help in times of trouble. And so we need not fear, even if the world blows up and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble. There is a river of joy flowing through the city of our God, the safe home of the God above all gods. And God himself is living in that city. Therefore, it stands smooth despite the turmoil everywhere. It stands unmoved despite the turmoil everywhere. He will not delay his help. The nations rant and rave in anger. But when God speaks, glory be to God, when God speaks, the earth melts in submission and kingdoms totter into ruin. The commander of the Lord's armies of heaven is here among us. He, the God of Jacob, has come to rescue us. Come, see the glorious things that our God does, how he brings ruin upon the world and causes wars to end throughout the earth, breaking and burning every weapon. Stand still, stand silent, and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation in the world. The commander of the heavenly army is here among us. He, the God of Jacob, has come to rescue us. Let the body say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Look at somebody. If there's somebody next to you, if not, look at yourself. Point to yourself and say, have no fear.
Have no fear.
Hallelujah. Have no fear. Glory be to God. According to numerous online resources, the phrase fear not is the most repeated command in the whole of the Bible. It's expressed 365 times. Hear me now. It's expressed 365 times in one way or another. Sometimes it's written as be not afraid. Other times it's written as fear no evil or do not fear. But the intent is all the same. And I just don't believe it's coincidental that there is at least one have no fear for each day of the year. I believe it's God's daily reminder for every child of God to put confidence in him. For when our confidence is in God, we will have no fear. Yet I consistently hear people confess fear of everything from fear of flying to fear of falling, fear of height and fear of the dark, fear of dogs and fear of dying, fear of snakes and fear of fire. And they are all fueled by the perception that the thing that fear is dangerous, harmful, or a threat to their well-being. But more often than not, we can talk ourselves into being fearful instead of being fearful. Because according to statistics, 85% of what is feared never happens. Warren, author and pastor of Saddleback Church, said it this way. Fear is a self-imposed prison that will keep you from becoming what God intends for you to be.
Amen.
You must move against fear with the weapon of faith and love.
Amen.
And so from this day forth, family, I am encouraging you to have no fear.
Amen.
Of the wisdom of Proverbs 18:21a declares that the tongue can bring death or life. God wants you to speak life over your thoughts and over your emotions right now to declare and decree, I will have no fear. You can't say it for nobody else, but you can say it for yourself. So have no fear, not today, not now, not at this time. The only fear a child of God should have is a Proverbs 9 type of fear. A fear of the Lord, because this kind of fear is the foundation and the beginning of gaining wisdom.
Yes.
Fear is what Satan uses as a weapon against us.
Yes.
Those, if he can cause fear to raise up in us, he can bind your heart and your mind from remembering the truth of who God is. He can prevent you from living according to the mighty power of God that is at work within you. One of Satan's greatest tactics is to incite fear in the hearts and the minds of God's people, because he understands best that fear is a paralyzer. It can lead to depression and regression instead of moving forward in faith. It can weaken you to the point where you begin to lean on your own understanding and doubt. Fear is a lie that hijacks your thoughts and your emotions, and it can cause you to be anxious and think that God doesn't care. But God is omniscient, glory be.
I know he is.
He's not concerned. He's not concerned about all of the panic that's in our environment. He's concerned about everything that concerns you. Fear is a thief. It's a thief that robs you of your peace and robs you of your joy. It'll keep you from living in victory. It will keep you keeping your focus on God. It will blind you and cause you to focus on that situation and not on God. I heard Mr. Ruff say earlier, now is the time to be laser focused, to sit in God's presence and listen intently, to watch as well as pray and see what the Lord is doing. Because fear is unhealthy and it's unholy. It gives Satan control of your emotions, your thoughts, your behavior. It's not of God. I say it's not of God.
For 1 and 7
proclaims, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. I don't know how you feel about it. If it's not of God, if it's not from someone assigned by God to your life, you shouldn't want it.
Amen.
Fear will try to come in, but David lets us know today, glory be to God, how to prevent it from moving in and setting up residence in your heart. Hallelujah. You will not, you must not let fear come in with all of its baggage of doubt, hallelujah, and worry and distrust. Hallelujah. You need to kick him out. Open up every window. Open up every door. And no matter how fear came in, hallelujah, you got to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. The truth is today, Satan is fearful. He's fearful of every born again, spirit empowered Christian. For there is no greater threat to his kingdom than a Christian, a child of God, who knows who and whose they are. Those who are committed and sold out, determined to trust in the Lord and not waver. Like Job will say, I will wait all of the days of my struggle. Glory be to God. I will wait until my change and my release comes. Glory be to God. There's no doubt it's coming, family. It's coming. But is coming in God's appointed time.
Amen.
So we might as well get comfortable with silence. We've been so busy, so distracted. God has given us an opportunity to be still now. And we will not miss what the Lord is doing. For a Christian who knows the truth, the power, and the authority of God's word will have no fear. Will have no fear. And they won't be defeated. Their spirits won't become crushed. And they will prevail and be victorious over Satan in every aspect of their life. They will, like the psalmist David, hallelujah. Every time we read and hear David's words in the Psalms through the inspired scriptures, whether his life was being threatened by a giant or a king, whether it was political or personal, most David's life, hear me now, most of David's life was lived in dangerous situations. Some were self-inflicted, others were not. But David was a man who loved the Lord, a man who put his trust in the Lord, and who always knew where to go and who to call on in times of trouble. Hallelujah. He called the name of the Lord, and when fear tried to possess his soul, hallelujah, David cried out, Lord, don't you hear me? Lord, don't you see me? Lord, don't let my enemies overcome me. And God is teaching us how to depend on him. Glory be to God. David's affirmation and confidence in God always seemed greatest in his times of trouble. David's words in the sermonic scripture are a testimony for us today. And all times, as he proclaimed, God is our refuge and our strength, a proven help in times of trouble. So we need not fear. I don't fully understand the phrase, keep it 100, or as the young folks say, keep it 100. But through David's testimony, we learn that God keeps it 1 trillion. Glory be to God. That's good news. That's good news. His help is proven. His record is perfect. He's on time every time. And when, like David, glory be to God, when, like David, you have a relationship with God, there is no virus, there is no situation, there is no shortage, there is no slack, there is no lack that will make of God, because you know too much about him. You have an experience with him. He's the same God, glory be to God, that has saved our souls and will save us from this virus. God has not delayed his help, church. He is graciously, I say graciously, giving the body of and the world at large an opportunity to get our spiritual houses and priorities in order. He's giving us an opportunity to realize the truth of Psalm 24. The earth belongs to God, and everything and everyone in it is his. Only those with pure hands and hearts who do not practice dishonesty, who do not practice lying, will stand before him. Oh, I don't know about anybody else, but I want to stand before him someday. I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So thank you, God, for not delaying your help. Thank you, God, for graciously another opportunity to look inward and not outward. Thank you, God, for giving us another opportunity to get still, to get in your presence, and to listen and to hear what thus saith the Lord. Thank you, God, for giving us another opportunity to never go back to our former self. You're calling the church to be in this day and age. For now, family, is an opportunity, an opportunity to stand still and to know that our God is God. He will be honored by every nation in this world. The cure for fear is Christ and Christ only. And the bigger the problem, the bolder your faith must be. For the same directive in Isaiah 41:10 is true for the body of Christ today. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Not maybe, not if, but he will. Yes, he will. But he'll do it his appointed time. Globally, we are living in perilous times that have changed our way of life as we knew it. But God is with us, family. He's faithful to us, and his love for us is everlasting. All it takes is one word from the Lord. Bless his name. One word from the Lord. Our land will be healed. This plague called COVID-19 that is upon the land will die. Submission to the power and the authority of the Lord of hosts. We will have no fear of coronavirus. Verse 7 and verse 11 assures us that God himself has come to rescue us. That's praiseworthy, church. That's praiseworthy. God has come to rescue us.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is not sending his angels just as he sent his son. Glory be to God. Just as he sent his
son
to save us from our sins, he's come to save us himself from this virus. Bless his name. Have over whether or not we'll have enough food to eat or money to pay your bills. Because the gospel of Matthew 6 says, consider the lilies of the field and the birds of the air. They don't toil for anything, yet God marvelous provides them without their contribution. God will certainly, he will certainly provide for you.
Amen.
According to the promise of Philippians 4:19, and I like the amplified version, which says to us, God will liberally supply, fill until full, your every need, according to his riches in glory. Jesus, hallelujah. The grocery shelves may be empty, but God's storehouse is never empty. Hallelujah. He has everything that you need. We will remember and we will have confidence. We will serve the Lord, whose amazing grace has already brought us safely through many dangers, toils, and snares. And it is his grace, his amazing grace, that will lead us victoriously through. Remember that we are heirs and joint heirs of the promise and the assurance that the great I am, hallelujah, more than enough. He's not only our refuge and our strong tower, he's our savior, our deliverer, he's our strength. He's our rock. Oh, you don't hear me today. He's our healer. He's our help. He's holy. He's a holy God. He's omniscient. He knows about this virus. What the science and the medical profession is trying to figure out. Hallelujah. God has already worked it out. He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. He's omnipotent. Everywhere at all times. He's loving. He's merciful. He's faithful and he's just. But we will. We will have no fear. Glory be to God. We stand in the promise of Deuteronomy 31:8. It is the Lord. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you nor abandon you. So do not fear or be dismayed.
My Lord.
Have no fear, church. Have no fear. Have no fear. Rebuke fear in the name of Jesus. Satan, you're a liar. You're a deceiver of the brethren. Thank God for putting the reins on our emotions, letting us know, hallelujah, he's in control. He's never out of control. So thank God. Yes, he must be careful in times like these. He must be cautious. But now is not the time for the body of Christ to be fearful. Time for the church to, like David, turn our focus to God. And know our hearts and our thoughts. To cleanse us from every wicked way and every sin. And finally, in the words of the gospel hymn, I encourage you, family, be not dismayed, whatever the time, because the prediction is it's going to get worse before it gets better. But I declare unto you, it's already gotten better. Hallelujah. In the worst time, our God is great. And so we thank him right now for what he's already planned, what he's already put in the earth field, for what he's already decreed, not because we deserve it, but because it's his will. Thank you, God. Prophetic promise that beneath his wings of love abides. God will. Through every day, over all the way, he will. He promised. He will take care of us. No matter what, glory be to God. No matter what the test. No matter how scared the virus, no matter how bad it gets, church, we will lean upon his breath. For God will.
Amen.
God will take care of
me. Amen on that.
Take care of me. He's not down to the air.
And he's not right. Amen.
God will continue to take care of his people. Bless his church. Bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. For being gracious, for being so loving, and for being so faithful. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name. We give you the honor and we give you the praise. I'm not a man that you should lie. Nor the son of man that you should repent. God said it. God said it. And I believe it.
Amen.
So virtually,
I love you, Pastor. Thank you so much for giving me that word. I needed that.
Glory.
Thank you, my God. Thank you, my Pastor. I needed that today.
Glory, glory. Bless his name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
If there's anyone on the call who is not currently a member of a church family, I invite you to consider Bethany. Amen. And while you may not be able to physically come forward, I invite you to just raise your hand. God knows, if you're out there in cyberspace. And so I invite you to just raise your hand and then follow with a phone call to the church. Messages are being picked up. Leave us your full name. And let us know whether or not you'd like to become a member of Bethany Baptist Church. We'd love to have you as part of our family. And then second, to offer a virtual invitation. Because I don't imagine that in times like these, fear has not attempted to rip the hearts of some. So there may be someone listening on the call. Someone who has heard the word of God, who is fearful over many things. Perhaps it's your work. Perhaps it's your financial situation. I want to invite you to acknowledge it just by saying, Lord, have mercy. Your name is not important. God knows. Just cry out, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen. Amen. Let us hear our closing prayer. Almighty God, I speak over and I pray. Psalm 56, 3 and 4. Mm-hmm. All who cry out to the Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. That when they are afraid, they will put their trust and their faith in you. Mm-hmm. In the blessed assurance that it is in God. It is in God, mm-hmm, whose word we pray.
Yes.
In God we place our trust, yes, and declare, I shall have no fear. What can mere pain do to me? What can this virus do to me? I pray your sufficiency, and I ask that you supply, glory be to God, the daily bread that you promised you would in the model prayer. I pray and ask for your divine healing on all who are sick or suffering, all who are going into surgery on tomorrow or Tuesday, Sister Gussie, and perhaps others. And I pray, Father, for your all-consuming power to guard all of the hearts and the minds of your sons and daughters. Bless God. Bless and be with those that are in the medical profession.
Yes,
have an anointing and an assignment on their lives. The sick. And I pray, oh God, for those that still have to go out and do their job. I pray, God, that you would cloak them. Cloak them, oh God, with an antivirus.
Yes.
No matter who they're working among, that you protect them from the infection, because they've already been affected by the Holy Spirit. Lives in them. And greater is the anointing on the lives of your sons and daughters. Greater is the anointing that they embody than this attack. So thank you, God, that we move, we breathe, and we have our being in the mighty, the anointed one, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
It's his name I pray. Amen.
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 Let us hear our benediction. Let us hear our benediction. Now may the God of all hope, the God of all hope, fill you with all joy and peace. In believing and knowing that he alone is God. That by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope, you may abound in peace, and you may abound in him. In the name of Jesus, amen.